Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver, eat your Brussels sprouts.
See, Mom, I can't. My stomach's ballooned to my throat.
Now, no excuses.
Hey, Dad, what time's the game start tomorrow night?
I'll have to look at the tickets. I think it's 8 o'clock. Yep, 8 o'clock.
Boy, that sure is going to be a great game.
Should be. Two of the best pro teams in the country.
Mom says we're going out to dinner, too.
Oh, you bet. The Cleavers are going to really make a night of it. And incidentally, Beaver, I don't want you horsing around too much tomorrow afternoon because you're going to be up late.
Sure, Dad.
Beaver? I told you to eat those Brussels sprouts.
Gee, Mom, look at my plate.
You just spread them around. Before telling to eat.
Beaver, go ahead.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, this should be the big game of the exhibition season.
Yeah, but I think the Packers will win it. They're using that double wing back this year.
That's the old one.
Yeah, but they're looking kind of different. You got a pencil and paper, I'll show you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You see, they put one halfback way out here on the wing.
I see.
And then they stick an end in here in the slot to draw the defense over.
Mm-hmm. What's the fullback doing in all this?
Well, he stays back to block on passes as they send him into motion.
Mm-hmm.
Beaver.
Must have dropped in there.
Don't you have anything to say?
About what, dear?
Beaver's putting Brussels sprouts into his pocket.
Oh, Beaver, you shouldn't do that.
Use the old double reverses.
Ward, I asked you to see that he ate.
Eat, Beaver.
Ward, could you forget football for just 1 minute? I want him to eat.
See, Mom, I don't like them.
Beaver, they're perfectly delicious. Why, Wally ate every single one of his.
Well, sure, Beef. All you gotta do is hold your breath and gulp them down.
Beaver, why don't you do what your mother wants, son, before they get cold?
See, Dad, I can't eat them. I don't like them.
Well, June, perhaps if,
Perhaps nothing. It's the same thing every time we have a green vegetable. Now he's gonna eat them, and that's all there is to it. All right. Beaver, you're gonna sit there until that plate is clean. Wally, you can come down for your dessert later on.
Yes, Mom.
Dear, don't you think you're sort of making a mountain out of a Brussels sprout?
No, what I don't. He's getting to be a poor eater, and I just can't let him get away with it anymore. He's going to be sick if he doesn't eat the proper foods.
Well, I'm sure you're right, dear, but I think he eats as well as any kid.
I'm not interested in any kid. I'm interested in Beaver, and I'm going to just let him sit there until he eats them.
Oh, but they're probably cold by now.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but a cold sprout, that's about as appetizing as a soggy sponge.
Well, that's unfortunate, but he should have eaten them when they were hot. Ward, take a peek through the crack in the door. Maybe he's eating.
I'll lay you 2-1. No action.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, that's all right, Eddie.
Well, I thought you'd still be at the dinner table, and I came by to get a book from Wally.
Wally's upstairs, Eddie.
Oh. Well, I hope I didn't interrupt whatever you were peeking at.
We were peeking at Beaver, Eddie. We just wanted to make sure he finished his dinner, that's all.
Oh. Well, I guess if you can't trust a child, you do have to spy on him.
Wally is upstairs, Eddie.
Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
Kid.
Hey, Beaver.
What do you want, Eddie?
Hold the fort, kid. They're cracking.
You know, there's just a few Brussels sprouts. Maybe we ought to forget the whole thing and just send him up to his room.
Very well. If you wish, I'll handle this situation by myself.
You really mean that?
Certainly.
Oh, swell. I think I'll go down and get a paper or something.
A fine father you are.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
I think you should go in there and talk to Beaver.
All right.
Lord, be firm.
Be firm. Beaver?
Yes, Dad?
How long do you propose to sit there?
I don't know. Maybe till I die.
Come on, Beaver. Look, you've learned in school how important vegetables are. How they're full of minerals and vitamins that you need to give you a balanced diet and to build a strong, healthy body. You know all that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, then why don't you eat your Brussels sprouts?
Because I don't like them.
Well, then, look at it this way. Why don't you just forget they're Brussels sprouts? Pretend they're little heads of lettuce.
I don't like little heads of lettuce either.
Well, are we eating? Beaver, I have had enough of this. Now, you're either going to eat those Brussels sprouts or you're not going with us to the football game tomorrow night.
Oh, Mom.
I'll get a sitter and you can stay home. Now, you just make up your mind. You're not going to? All right, you just go on up to your room. Go on. And you just forget about that football game.
I'm sorry, I just don't like them.
You really mean that about taking the football game away from you?
Of course I do. You're going to back me up.
Oh, sure. No, do I always back you up, even when you're wrong?
Or do you think I'm wrong to insist that Beaver eats what's good for him?
No, but I think you were a little drastic taking the game away from him.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. You're his father. If you'd gotten him to eat, I wouldn't have had to go that far.
Yeah, I think I'll go get that paper now, dear.
Boy, I'd like to get the guy who invented Brussels sprouts.
Well, gee, Beaver, what's wrong with them? I like them. Millions of people like them. How come you don't like them?
Just don't like them.
Well, look at all the farmers who raise Brussels sprouts. You don't want to put them out of business, do you?
Nah. Just let them sell them to the millions of people who like them and let me alone.
Hey, Eddie, pick out the book you want. I'm going to go down and get my dessert.
Gee, I can't go to the game.
Look, kid, don't worry. I guarantee they'll take you.
They said they wouldn't.
Ah, that's just how parents operate. They like to push you around. Scare you. You got rights, too.
They always tell me I don't know what's best for me, because I'm just a little boy.
And they'll keep telling you that till you're 20. You let them get away with it.
You really think they'll take me to the game, Eddie?
Sure. They'll let you suffer for a while. But tomorrow, they'll come up with some sort of a deal.
What kind of a deal, Eddie?
How do I know? Just sit around and look sad. They'll break down. I'll see you, kid.
See you, Eddie.
Hey, what are you doing sitting up here?
I'm waiting for a deal.
Deal?
Yeah, Mom and Dad about taking me to the big game. Eddie said that's how parents operate.
Gee, B, they didn't say anything about making any deal at the breakfast table.
Eddie guaranteed it.
Nah, you shouldn't listen to him, Beav. Anyway, if they were going to do anything, they'd have done it by now.
Nah, Eddie said they'd let me suffer for a while.
Okay, go ahead and suffer. I'm going to go up and lump my dirty clothes together for Mom.
Have you thought any more about last night, dear?
Well, I don't think there's anything else to think about.
No, I suppose not. What sitter are you getting for Beaver?
Mrs. Bronson.
Oh, Mrs. Bronson. Better call her, dear. You know, she's pretty much in demand.
Well, dear, I think I'll call her later. After all, I don't want to wake her up.
Wake her up? Well, it's 10:30.
I know it is, dear, but after all, she might have been out late last night.
Yes, that's true. And then, of course, if you stall around for another hour, she just might have taken another job, and we'd have to take Beaver.
Gordon? Well, I don't know what to do. I just feel terrible about leaving Beaver home. But I can't let him keep deciding what he's going to eat and what he is not going to eat.
Well, you know, dear, there just might be another way.
Like what?
Well, suppose Beaver would promise that when we have Brussels sprouts again, he'd eat them.
You think he'd go along with it?
Wouldn't do any harm put it up to him.
All right, I'd settle for that.
Come on. Let's go get him down here.
I just hope he isn't up there crying his eyes out.
Well, Beaver!
Mommy, Dad?
Well, yes.
I thought you would.
Well, I'll go up and get Wally's laundry.
Come on to dance, son.
Oh, hi, Mom. I got all my dirty junk together.
Good. Your father's downstairs talking to the Beaver about going to the game tonight.
You guys are giving in, huh?
Wally, we are not giving in. It's just that, well, we love you boys so much, we like to give you another chance.
Oh, sure, Mom, I know how it is. I have trouble being me myself sometimes.
You remember that next time we have to punish you. What about this one?
Well, heck, Mom, that's a dark color. When I'm wearing it, nobody can tell whether it's dirty or not.
Well, anyway, Beaver, your mother and I have been sort of discussing the situation, and we'd still like to give you a chance to go with us tonight. So we thought we might arrive at some sort of
deal?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Anyway, I tell you what, son. If you'll agree to eat Brussels sprouts the next time they're served, you can go with us to dinner tonight and see the game. Well?
Gee, Dad, couldn't we make another kind of a deal?
Another kind?
Yeah, like cutting out my allowance. Or make me do something I don't like to do, like taking more baths than I have to or something.
Beaver, I'm not going to bargain with you.
Gee, Dad, I don't want to make a promise and then not be able to keep it.
Come here, son. I'm sure you can keep your promise.
You are?
Sure I am. Maybe I know you better than you know yourself.
I don't know.
I do. If you promise to eat them, you'd eat them. You can take my word for that.
Well, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Hello, boy. I'll go tell Mother it's all settled. Well, it's all settled. He promised.
No ifs, ands, or buts?
Sure, a clean deal.
Ward, I'm so glad he's going.
I tell you what, honey, I'll go call the restaurant and make a reservation for about 6:30. That ought to give us plenty of time to get to the game.
You know something, Ward? You're a genius.
Oh, sure. I've been trying to tell you that for years, dear.
Boy, I sure hope we get mashed potatoes with our roast beef.
I think we will, Wally.
Hey, Dad, how come olives are green?
Well, you'd be green, too, if you were in a bottle that long.
Olives, dear?
No, thank you. Sit up straight, Beaver.
Put your napkin in your lap, son.
Beaver, break your bread before you butter it.
Beef, you don't think we came out to dinner to have fun, do you?
Well, I think any boy who ate two shrimp cocktails is having fun.
Sure, Dad. I like fish that don't have eyes. I don't like something looking at me while I'm eating it.
You are having a good time, aren't you, Beaver?
Sure, Mom. I never had a better time in my whole life.
Here's our dinner.
Hey, Dad, after dinner, can I have two desserts?
We'll see.
If you get ice cream on top of your pie, it only counts as one dessert.
Coffee, lady?
Yes, please.
And milk for the boys, please.
Well, Brussels sprouts.
I think I am on my way home alone.
Beaver, you promised your father.
I know, but I didn't know it was going to be this soon.
Beaver, sit down. Now, Beaver, you promised. Now, you go ahead and eat them.
But if I eat them, I'm liable to get sick.
You will not be sick.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, no, that's okay, miss. I don't think he's really going to get sick.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
I can bring you something else, some carrots or peas.
No. No, he's going to eat them.
Yes, ma'am. I never forced my children to eat anything they didn't want.
Yes, well, I would prefer that he ate them.
Poor little dear.
Ward, are you just going to sit there?
Beaver, you did promise to eat them the next time they were served.
I know. I thought I could, but I can't. I'll go home. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Yeah, and I'll go with him. Heck, I didn't want to see that game anyway.
Well, he's such a sweet child. Don't send him home.
Thank you, madam.
What seems to be the trouble?
No trouble at all.
The little fellow doesn't like Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's no problem, Sonny. We'll change these for something else. After all, we want everyone to be happy.
Thank you very much, but I think we've had about all the happiness we can stand.
Very well, sir.
Beaver, this is very embarrassing. Now, come on, son, just try one. Come on for you, Dad. Go on, Beaver. Swallow it.
Yeah, go ahead, Beaver. Come on, be a sport.
You know something? I think it's going to stay down there.
Fine, Beaver. Try another one.
Hey, Mom, can I still have two desserts?
Yes, Beaver, I think so.
Boy, for a minute there, it was pretty close, huh, Dad?
Yes, Wally, it was.
But, dear, why do they have so many timeouts at the end of the game? Why don't they have some in the middle when the men are tired, too?
Oh, well, by saving their timeouts, the team that's behind can stop the clock. You see, they used to use the fake injury play. Look, you had a good time, you enjoyed the game. Why spoil it by trying to understand it?
I guess you're right.
Well, I thought you'd gone off to bed, Beaver.
Yeah, Dad, I did. But I came down here to tell you I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah, I should have eaten the Brussels sprouts the first time you told me to.
You mean because you found out you liked them?
No. I mean because Wally says you only tell me stuff like that when it's for my own good.
That's right, Beaver. Did you think we enjoy nagging at you and telling you to sit up straight and eat this and eat that and don't do this and do that?
Sure, Dad. I thought that was half the fun of being parents.
Not at all, Beaver. It's something we really hate to do. And we'd rather not have to do it at all.
Gee, Mom. If I had any kids, I wouldn't do anything for them I didn't want to do.
You do it because you love them, even if it did hurt you or upset you a little at times.
I'm sorry if I made you miserable at being your kid.
Why, Beaver, you've made us very happy by being our kid.
Well, from now on, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do.
Well, Beaver, I appreciate your saying that. But I don't think we can expect any boy to do everything he's told.
Gee, Dad, why not?
Well, because sometimes us parents lay it on pretty heavy. And sometimes we ask kids to do things they just couldn't possibly do.
Hey, Dad, are you admitting sometimes Mom and you do make mistakes?
Yeah, Beaver. I guess I am.
Boy, Dad, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
Go on up to bed.
Okay, good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Night, Beaver.
Thanks for the use of the book, Wally.
Oh, that's okay, Annie.
Yeah, I read 10 pages. I faked a pretty good book report out of it.
Hey, you want to mess around for a while?
No, I gotta be going. I promised my father I'd clean the cellar.
Gee, Eddie, I thought you didn't let your parents push you around.
I don't. I just happen to like cleaning cellars. Wise guy.
He doesn't really like to clean cellars, does he, Wally?
Of course not.
Up next on TV Land, an episode that was quite bold for its time. See how the TV series Leave It to Beaver tackled the controversial subject of divorce and its effect on children in episode 119, Beaver's Houseguest. Stay tuned.